Blade Runner, page 66.
It's race day. A young athlete walks onto the track and takes his place next to the other runners. The starting gun fires, and the young athlete begins to run. As the group races down the track, the crowd begins to cheer. The young athlete passes the first runner. Then he passes another, and yet another. The finish line comes near, and the young athlete rushes forward with great speed. He crosses the finish line to the loud roar of the crowd. Who is this young athlete? He is South African sprinter Oscar Pistorius. Why is the crowd cheering so loudly? Pistorius has two artificial legs, and he has won the race against able-bodied runners. Oscar Pistorius was born with the determination and talent of a world-class sprinter. However, young Oscar had a great obstacle. When Oscar was born, he was missing the calf bone in each leg. Doctors gave his parents two choices. One choice was that doctors could amputate their son's lower legs and give the boy artificial legs, or prostheses. The other choice was that Pistorius could spend his life in a wheelchair. His parents decided on giving him prostheses. With these artificial legs, he could learn to walk. There was one thing his parents never expected, however. Their son would not only walk, but he would also become an extraordinary track star. From a young age, Pistorius excelled at sports, even with his artificial legs. He competed in tennis, soccer, water polo, and rugby. Then, in 2004, at the age of 18, Pistorius received a knee injury. As part of the recovery process, he started running. Soon he was running not just well, but incredibly fast. In that same year, he decided to become a competitive sprinter. He then went to the Athens Paralympics, where he set 4 world sprinting records and won 4 gold medals. How did Pistorius become such a remarkable sprinter so quickly? He was a determined natural athlete, and he had the help of his prostheses, the cheetah flex foot. The cheetah flex foot is designed to help athletes like Pistorius sprint. It is a blade shaped like the letter J and has the flexibility of a natural foot and ankle. It allows a runner to sprint much like an able-bodied runner. Nicknamed Blade Runner, Pistorius continued to break records in Paralympic competitions. In 2007, he achieved something extraordinary. He won the silver medal for the 400-meter race in the South African National Championships. He had won against able-bodied men. Now, he thought it might be possible that he could achieve his dream of competing in the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing. In early 2008, however, the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, ruled that they would not allow Pistorius to compete in the Summer Olympics. The committee claimed the cheetahs gave the disabled sprinter more power. Pistorius and many others disagreed. Pistorius challenged the ruling, and he was given permission to compete just months before the Summer Olympics. He tried out for the South African Olympic team, but missed qualifying for the team by less than a second. Although he did not meet his Olympic goal, Pistorius still went on to win a gold medal in the 100, 200, and 400-meter races at the Paralympics that same year. Pistorius would have been the first amputee in the Olympics to use a device specifically designed to help him in his sport. Although the IAAF finally allowed Pistorius to try out for the Olympics, that doesn't mean all disabled athletes with special prostheses will be able to participate in future Olympics. In the future, the IAAF will still examine each disabled athlete's case. Pistorius's determination and success, however, have given hope to millions of other disabled athletes. Perhaps there will be a day when the crowd cheers for disabled athletes with prosthetic devices as they compete in the Olympics next to their able-bodied competitors.